Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim.
He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
It's time, baby! Hey, I'm finna bring that energy, man. I'm glad to be here.
He texted me literally right after I got drafted. You know, told me it's time to go to work, congratulating me.
That's my guy right there.
What do you got to say to him?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. You know, I'm gonna let my presence be known. I'm coming here and compete.
Why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight. I thought it was interesting.
Hey, let me get a green bag. 3, 1, 2, 3.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. The Mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I am Jim Rutledge. I have the power. Primetime Laura Shine with me in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Molly Brown. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. You can stream us on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Highly recommend it. And if you missed any of the show so far, you can find it on the ESPN Wisconsin app. We talked with Gabe Neitzel about his MacFund donations, about his time here at ESPN Madison and the Milwaukee Bucks. We also got. Are we going to just remove the first segment of today's show, or how's that?
It happens. All right. I mean,
we
sometimes
all get got.
You get duped on Twitter. I mean, nowadays, with the amount of content out there, the Met Gala, I mean, come on.
I'm honestly, it's on.
It's on Ryan?
It's on two of you. I'm old.
Me?
I can get got.
You're the one that sent it in the chat.
Jim is the one who wanted to talk about it.
I didn't want to talk about it, but one of you two should have been like, no, this isn't real, Jim. You're old. Like, you got. Like, you're an old man.
Okay, in my defense, I really have not been on social media, like, at all today. I briefly looked at your photo, and I was like, oh, he's at the Met. And then it just kind of made... I mean, I've been, like, looking up random other people that went to the Met, but it's not like you can find a roster of people that went to the Met Gala.
Yeah, all right. So, anyways, I think it's Ryan's fault.
I think it's Ryan's fault, because he's our producer, and he should have done his due diligence.
Yeah, that's how we're going to land on that one. I think we're going to have, hopefully, Jason Woolley joining us soon. For over 35 years, J&K has been Madison's trusted name in security. Whether you're a homeowner or a business owner, they're your one-stop shop for all things security, from cutting-edge intercom systems for your office to simply replacing that old lock on your front door. They've got you covered with a network of top-tier suppliers. They've created customized solutions tailored just for you. At J&K, customer service is their top priority, and your peace of mind is always their mission. Visit them today at jksecurity.com and experience the J&K difference. Your home, your business, their priority. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, and we are going to be joined now by Jason Wilde. And Jason, thanks. You know, thanks for taking the time. I know we're kind of squeezing your schedule here, but we'll blame Gabe on it.
I'm thrilled to be joining.
We are thrilled to be talking with you, because there's some Packers things out there, and you've had an. I want to get to our side and limit a poll question, because you've had an opportunity to be around some of these players, and you probably can give the best answer to this one. So we're asking you, which Packers rookie is the most likely to become a fan favorite from this draft class? Matthew Golden, Baron Sorrell, Warren Brinson are the names that we put out there. All three of them, obviously, you've written some great stuff, channel3000.com, and all three of them seem to have a pretty fun personality that could be endearing to Packer fans.
Yeah, all three are good choices. The one who will be the most popular is the one that plays the best, though, right?
That's true, yep.
And obviously, Matthew Golden is going to have some opportunities here. I think Brinson is going to have some opportunities. I have a buddy named Will Brinson who works for CBS, and so I keep trying not to call Warren Brinson Will Brinson, just like I try not to call Edgerrin Cooper Edgerrin James. So it's a struggle. I'm on the struggle bus. But for sure, those three guys were the ones that showed the greatest amount of personality during our time with them. Now, again, we got like 10 minutes apiece with them. And on top of that, we saw them basically do lame individual drills and not much else at the rookie minicamp, air quotes, practice. So, you know, it's I am, and I understand why Matt LaFleur did it. I appreciate that he allowed me to use my mediocre photography skills more than normal, because it was all drill work. But the bottom line is that we didn't get to see a lot of the things we normally see from the rookies, which, you know, my hope would be, and I think most of my colleagues follow this, that you don't make any major observations or make any major decisions on whether a guy is this, that, or the next thing. But you do want to see kind of some glimpses. And we didn't even see, you know, Savion Williams and Matthew Golden catch a pass from anyone other than a coach. So, you know, that kind of stuff was a little bit lame. So I wish I had more intel to share.
Jason, did I hear you say that Baron Sorrell's dad is a Wildian Tausch fan this morning?
I did not say that. That would be, I do not want to, first of all, I would never accuse anyone of that. secondly, he has been, thank you for the courtesy laugh. You're always good about that, Molly. I appreciate
that. Yeah, that felt very courtesy. And now I know I'm going to get clipped and it's going to play and it's just going to be a whole, okay. Hate that I did that.
What's up with that?
That's Matt Hamilton's video laugh we just heard a second ago.
Yeah.
So, but he has been lurking in our YouTube comments. And I actually, so when we talked to Baron Sorrell the other day, I didn't want to, one of my things that I try to avoid is being that guy who wastes everyone else's time with a question. Like, you can complain about my long-windedness, like you're experiencing now. You can complain about the way I ask my questions. I think it's effective, but others don't. But the biggest thing for me is that I don't want you to be stuck listening to me jabber on for something that might not be useful to you. I think most of my answers that I get are useful to people. And so there was a lull, and they were going to end the conversation with Sorrell, and I was like, okay, well, if nobody's going to say anything, I said, hey, I got to ask. There's a Barry Sorrell who's been in our YouTube comments during our radio show. Is that like an imposter, or is that your dad? And he's like, nope. No, that's my dad. That's what he's been doing. And he looks around at the cameras and says, which camera should I look into? And he looks dead in the camera for Packers.com and says, Dad, stop. Seriously, stop. And then he was in there again today. So clearly, Barry is a fan of the show, or at least is considering becoming a fan of the show.
That's fantastic. I mean, I feel like I would probably be too obsessed with what people are saying. And For me, I don't care what people say about me online, but if my kids were involved, I probably would be pretty involved and doing my best to bite my tongue. So, you know, I recognize
it. Now's the time to be doing it, though, right? Yep. Because now nothing but puppy dogs and ice cream and seashells and balloons right now. It's, you know, when he misses a crucial tackle on 3rd and 2 and Aaron Jones goes for a 60-yard run, you know, maybe Barry's not going to enjoy our commentary quite as much.
Well, and like Rome Odunze's father kind of annoyed the Bears and definitely Bears Nation by pointing out, like, look at Rome's available. Like, you know, when he struggled to get out the gates, he was pointing out screenshots of Rome being open in that moment. And there can be distractions from parents. Hopefully that is not the case with Sorrell's father as the season goes along.
Well, it's funny that you bring up distractions from parents, because I go right to Christian Watson, right? Like, his dad has been very vocal in the past on certain things. And I did see your article on channel3000.com just kind of talking about Christian Watson being back around the team. How has he been handling his recovery with his ACL injury? What has his presence been like in Green Bay?
Yeah, he's been full disclosure, I was not there. I didn't know that he was going to be available, but multiple TV stations were there. And I really like him. And I am fascinated by the dichotomy between him and his dad's behavior. It's very interesting to me because his dad is a lot. And there's no sign that Christian is that way. I mean, the best part of that story is not just his update that he gave about his injury. It was the fact that he's there, you know, because a couple of DePeer High School students came across him and asked him if he would come to this charity walk to fight cancer. I mean, Who does that? Right? Like, he just came and he walked because he's able to walk now. He said, I don't know where he's at. You know, I only saw part of the interview, so I don't know if he said how much, if he's able to run straight line or whatever else. But he was able to walk in a charity walk, which is a great thing. Now, that's different than obviously running a deep route like I wrote on Channel 3000. But the bottom line is that that's the kind of guy he is. Matt LaFleur loves him even more than me. And that's why I still think that while I will be stunned if he's back before, you know, no, mid-November, that the Packers are secretly down deep hoping that he comes back, he helps them out, he makes some plays, but not too many plays, and then they have a chance to maybe sign him to a, you know, less than what it would cost if he had a big season in 2025 type contract. Because the idea of him with his speed, assuming it all comes back after the surgery, and Matthew Golden with his speed, I don't know how Matt LaFleur's not excited about something like that.
So what, we got to let you go. You got to talk to Homer, but I want to clear. So when you said loves him more than me, Matt LaFleur loves Christian Watson more than you love Christian Watson, or Matt LaFleur loves Christian Watson more than he loves you? That was my question.
Well, both. Those are both true. Yeah,
okay.
Both are true.
Okay. All right. I just wanted, you said it, and I needed to clarify it. So thank you. Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
All right. We have to budget the proper amount of time for Jason Wilde because this is twice we've been abbreviated with him. But we will talk to him later this week. Yeah? No, we usually talk to him twice a week, right?
We should talk to him on Friday.
Okay, awesome. So we'll talk to him again later this week. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening live from St. John's, Newfoundland. The Newfies love Jim, Matt, and Molly. 100.5 ESPN, Madison.